Police reform advocates say Suffolk County officers are still doing certain traffic searches that were banned in late March as part of state-mandated changes. According to police data, these searches have disproportionately impacted Black and Hispanic drivers. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
Consent-only searches are when police pull over a driver for a seemingly innocuous offense, like a broken taillight or not wearing a seatbelt. From there, the police ask the driver if they can search the car. Asking for consent evades the Fourth Amendment requirement for probable cause. Suffolk police used this practice mostly on drivers of color. Both police and reform advocates agree this led to disparate outcomes for Black and Hispanic drivers, such as more tickets and more arrests. Because of this, Suffolk police vowed to end the practice, and lawmakers unanimously approved that decision 2 months ago. However, Tracy Edwards, head of the Long Island NAACP, told Suffolk County lawmakers that the practice continues. She cited the example of one young man.
Because he was asked to get out of the car and put his hands behind his back, and although he mentioned that he had just had a cast removed from his hand, he was handcuffed anyway and placed in the back of the vehicle.
Edwards told lawmakers police reforms have still not made it down to the precincts.
There needs to be precinct-level meetings with all units, patrol and specialize. It's not an unreasonable ask in 2 months. It's a failure of leadership.
Suffolk police said in response that an internal affairs investigation has been started regarding the search. Since the reform plan was approved, police say they have sent a memo to officers regarding the consent-only searches, and the department says it is, quote, reviewing the reform plan during monthly precinct meetings with officers. The department did not say how many review meetings have been conducted over the last 2 months. Police reformers want there to be actual question and answer sessions with officers and a signed acknowledgement that they understand the new reforms. Charles Lane, WSHU News.